are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome to the Serious Growth Podcast. Here's the question. What emotional prison are you living in? Because we all are. Daily habits become rituals. And I want to say before I get too far into this podcast, I don't, this program is not necessarily for you. I'm giving you a peek into the mindset of the process by which I go living my life every single day. So some of the things that I do, I don't necessarily recommend that you do them, but nevertheless, it gives you a sort of a peek into what really goes on in someone's head like this. You know, when I was younger, I was that guy who was late, stayed up late at night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning before I went to bed. And, you know, something changed when I got at about the age 27, something changed at that point in my life. And I'll tell you what it was. Life is an ongoing roller coaster that just keeps coming at you. And it puts you in a spot where you have to make changes. You don't have to make the change, but it's presenting a situation for you that you maybe should make a change or not. At 27 years of age, I was, in the worst shape of my life, and I had to make a change. And it was the change included a complete makeover of who I am and who I was back then. So I had to take stock. And this is where the daily habit that you get into eventually becomes a ritual. I don't know. I'm assuming that most of you have heard of the bodybuilding lifestyle. What does that mean? And I can tell you this, and I've mentioned this in other podcasts, this whole thing is a process. It's a function of baby steps that become big ones down the road. But I had to make some changes. So this is when I got into the into bodybuilding eventually. It's important in order for you to make a habit, a ritual, is to realize that the habit in the very beginning is going to feel and it's work because you're making a change. It can be overwhelming, and it was for me. But bodybuilding gave me a chance. And what it taught me was that I had to, you know, as an athlete, I was always pretty dedicated. But, you know, your life goes sometimes off the rails, and you get in these bad habits. Bad habits just come naturally, and the good ones take a long time to achieve. You know, so as I was getting into that sport, I really didn't know. I mean, at that point, I wasn't thinking that I was in that sport. I was just, you know, somebody who was out of shape that needed to make a change. And I started working out, essentially. But that led to something. That led to the place where I'm at right now. And it was about just, you know, taking myself to task and holding myself accountable to something. And that's exactly what I tell people when they're trying to make a change, whatever that may be. It could be something that maybe you want to lose weight. Maybe you're trying to get over, you know, some insecurity that you have. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we try to get over and try to accomplish revolves around sort of the same principles as far as how you go about that process to getting over that emotional prison that you're living in. So bodybuilding became that for me. It slowly became that thing that now became a habit. I had to go to the gym 3 or 4 days a week way back when. And then that habit turned into it turned into me learning everything I could about the weight training, the cardio, the nutrition. And then it eventually just became something that I do every single day. And this is where you have to get to at a point in your life where the habit becomes a ritual. It is a lot of work in the beginning, but when you keep doing this every single day, and when it becomes a ritual, all that means is that it becomes a way of life for you. It's just something that you do, like breathing every day. You just do it. Sometimes it's hard to breathe if you have asthma, but you just do it. The point is that, you know, I never was that person who thought that I would be living the bodybuilding lifestyle. So here's how it goes for me now. Yeah, I'm 66 years of age, and I've been doing now the bodybuilding for 40 years, I guess. It's been that long. And here's how much of a lifestyle that has turned for me. I'm that person now who was, again, at one point I was getting up, not going to bed until about 1 in the morning, partying and all that kind of stuff. I'm that person now that gets up at 2:50 in the morning, 10 minutes till 3, every single morning. If you would have told me that I would be doing that every single morning, I would have thought you're crazy. But in that process, for me, here's what happens.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
Here's me living my bodybuilding lifestyle. Here is me making that daily habit that I started 40 years ago into now a ritual. If I don't do this every single day, it's very difficult for me to actually, I mean, I can't see myself not doing it. There's no other way. And it's not like I have to force myself to do this, but at the same time, I have to tell you, there are a lot of days I don't feel like doing that. So when I get up at 2:50 in the morning, just to give you an idea what goes on in my head, that time is my quiet time. That time is for me to process on and be aware of how I'm feeling at that moment. You know, when I go to bed at night sometimes, and when I wake up in the morning, sometimes it's very different in the way that I feel, which is mind-blowing, because I'm thinking, okay, what happened in those 7 or 8 hours, or however many hours I'm sleeping? What happened in those 7 or 8 hours when I get up, and all of a sudden I'm just not feeling as good as I did? And sometimes I feel better than I do. But what the point is like every day is like a new day. And so that time in the morning is time for me to connect with the inner self and say, okay, what's going on? How do I feel today? And then that's quiet time. During that quiet time, it allows me to, and this is part of a daily habit. You know, daily habits can start with nothing more than you getting up at a different hour every single day. Get up early. Get up earlier than you usually do. That begins. So if some of you are asking, well, where do I start? Start by doing that. How about that? Just get up earlier. Maybe a lot earlier. Okay. But what that does for me is that helps me connect with my inner self, my mind. Listen, it all starts with your mind. It always starts with the mind. That's command center. Everything else locks in step. It starts right there. So you got to get your mind right is what I'm talking about. So I'm assessing. It's quiet. No one's bothering me. I think about like the things that are going on in my life because, you know, we all got stuff going on. We got worries and, you know, things that are going on, good and bad. That's all part of you deciphering at that hour, okay, to get it all compartmentalized and saying, okay, that part of it set aside. Now, because the first thing that I do in the morning after I do all this is I start going to the gym. I start driving my way to the gym. And as I'm driving, I'm thinking about the body parts I'm going to be training. I'm visualizing how I want that workout to go. And mind you, again, this is not something that's hard for me to do because I've been doing it now for a lot of years. It's a way of life. It's seamless. It's just what I do. I've got 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes or so before I get to the gym. It's my routine. And then the workout begins. You never know how that workout's going to go. There's sometimes when I come in, I'm feeling really good and pumped, already ready to go. Emotionally, mentally, I'm ready to go. And the first set that I do, I just got my ass handed to me. And it doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better than that as far as how I'm feeling. It's a struggle. It's a fight for every single rep that I'm doing. You know, I was thinking about that this morning. My intensity now at this level is, I think, really good. I'm very competitive. You know, I never want to get up on stage again, but I'm very competitive in the gym and what I'm doing. And that's good enough for me to be competitive right there. Because, you know, for those of you who are training, you know that it should be like this. When you're training with the intention, and intention is the key operating word here. When you're training with the intention, good intention, you know that every time that you go into that gym, the first set, it's going to be a fight. It's a fight, and it doesn't get any better than that. I think back when I was in my heyday, I would say it's when I was training with Platts in my 40s. I remember those days, man. It's almost traumatic is what it is because it's like a welt that never goes away. When I was training with Tom, it was like, I didn't know if I was going to be able to recover in enough time to do the next set. It just kept coming at me. And it was like what was going on in my head was like, it was chaos. It was panic. I was just trying to figure out how to recover. You know, it was like, okay, I know that breathing through the nose, you get more air into the cell and you recover. But it was like, I can't believe how fast that Tom just got through that set. And it's still like that for me. Nothing has changed. When I come in and start doing that, it's like today when I was doing T-bar rows, I knew it was going to be a long day. And I got that same feeling that I did back then. That just told me that I was in that zone. And there's where you got to be. You got to take yourself to task. You have to get to the point where it's scary. And this is the part in this program where I'm telling you, I'm not telling you necessarily to do this. I'm just telling you, this is the mindset and what goes on with somebody who's living the bodybuilding lifestyle. Every set is like a mind game. I just got off because the tempo that I use, and I would challenge you to do this, just increase your tempo. But the tempo that I use, you don't have time to talk to anybody. You have only time to catch your breath and recover again. My mind is telling me stop, quit. It's a fight between my mind and my body constantly in that workout. But that's where when I know that I'm in the right zone. I see so many people that are just, you know, they're just really going through the motions that you really don't understand that it's about intention as well. It's one thing to just lift weights. It's one thing to every time that you do a set, that's a fight that you're in. It's a fight that you're in with that repetition, that set. It's a fight when that set is over and you know that you've got 7 more sets to do in about 20 seconds. It's chaos. And here's what happens. What forces you to, and how your body adapts, is that all of a sudden your focus and your vision, everything gets real narrow. And I believe that that's part of the body going into fight or flight. I'm aware of this. It's chaotic. And it's chaotic, but it's weird because it's chaotic, but I don't really know, you know, the noise is surrounding me doesn't exist really, even though I know that there are people there. Kind of reminds me of when I was playing football in front of crowds. You know, you're really focused because in that sport, obviously, you got people coming at you. They're trying to tackle you. So for you to operate under those circumstances and be productive, your vision and your senses just really start, your body starts taking care of you. It's in fight or flight, and it starts narrowing so you can handle the situation. This is what your training should look like. This is what it should look like every single day. Do the uncomfortable. Go against what your body is telling you to do. That's the part that's some scary stuff. And I don't necessarily recommend that for anyone to do that, but that's exactly the stuff that it takes for you to get into the mode of more bodybuilding as it relates to putting on muscle. See, muscle is it's one of the most unnatural things for your body to do is put on muscle. Right there by itself, you're going against what your body is telling you to do. Do you see that dogfight that you're in? And then add intention. And then add where you're pushing your body every single time. Intention. That's when you know that you're on the right path. And speaking of paths, you know, the path that you're on in your life, and again, the path that you're on, all these things are coming in and out of your life. Life itself, you know, kids, whatever. There's things in the present that you're dealing with. There's things in the past, and there's things in the future. And when you're on that path, again, bodybuilding and this stuff that I'm doing when I come in here 5 days or 6 days a week to train, this is just the compartment that I get to in that moment. That has nothing to do with the rest of the stuff that's going on in my life. And if you don't learn how to compartmentalize, you can't possibly do this type of training. I had a lot of dark days, you know, when I was in early life because of family problems, and that's normal. And the only way that I could get through that was to compartmentalize. I didn't know what I was doing at the time. So much of what I do on a daily basis is instinctive. But what's really cool is when you start getting, when you are actually now becoming aware of certain things, because then it's like, okay, that's that process. Because sometimes we don't know how we got from point A to point B. Looking back on your path and where you've just come from is very important. It's also potentially a very traumatic, because you got stuff in your past that good and bad. But you have to understand on your path, you can always learn. You should be in your moment, and if you're living the ritual every day, you're in constant mode of improving yourself, of improving your situation, constant mode. Because when you're doing that like that, that's how you build a fortress so strong that you'll be able to handle anything that comes at you in life. You will. And if you don't, then you're just a shell. You're just cards. I forget what how they use that term, a house of cards. And all that means is that the minute a windstorm comes by or anything comes by and knocks down your house, a house of cards, it's not built on anything that's really a foundation. So look back in your past to see, to find out. There's so many life lessons that you can learn from the past. So you have to go there, not dwell there, but go there. Take that information and then move forward. And then you just leave that in the past, in the past. You compartmentalize that. It's important that you compartmentalize that because you might want to go back and visit that again. I don't think that you should forever put that away. I think that you should put it away in a small box. So, you know, anytime you want to go back to, you can. Okay. You haven't cut the ties with that. You never know. You might want to go back there and check it out, because as you're getting older, there's some other things that you can learn in that, in your past, that you didn't recognize when you first went there. So it's useful stuff. It only becomes harmful when you bring all your past into the present and into the future. That's when it starts hurting you. And again, that's getting a little bit off the, you know, the training itself, but that's a part of the reason why people fail, because they're carrying, you've heard of the term, they're carrying too much baggage. You got to let that shit go. That can only happen when you, I'm going to go back to daily habits, when you have a daily habit and never being afraid to deal with an obstacle or perceived obstacle. It's kind of like if you want that obstacle in your life to get smaller, then you have to deal with it head on. A metaphor that I like to use is grab that snake by the head, because you grab it by the head, it's less likely to bite you than it is if you are grabbing that by its tail. That's when it's really dangerous. But the more that you do that, okay, deal with that and then put it away, move on. It allows you to be then in your moment, in your present, whatever that may be. Look, bodybuilding and the sport that I do, this is what centers me. And I think that the three or four components that are responsible for a content and highly functional life has to do with resistance training, cardio, nutrition, and then mental conditioning. You become indestructible. And that's the reason why, like, when I go to the gym, I'm indestructible. And yet, you know what? I have been knocked down. An example of that is when I had, you know, I had injuries along the way, but when I had those strokes, whoo, baby. Do you think in any possible way that I could have recovered if I didn't have a solid foundation? No, I couldn't have. There's no way. Because even with that being said, I was on the brink. I was on the brink. I was on the ropes, as they say in boxing. That's a scary place to be. But because of the fact that I am that person every day that faces himself in the mirror, and I use that as a tool, I knew that, you know, the unknown of being paralyzed back then. And we're all paralyzed in some way. You heard me say at the beginning of the show, are you in an emotional prison? Well, you could also be in a physical prison. I was both paralyzed and not knowing the outcome. Can you imagine the chaos that was going on in my head? In some ways, I prepared for that. Through my conditioning, through me being an athlete at a very young age, those were all, I didn't know that back then. Those are all things that I was doing to develop that daily habit. Because anybody who's been an athlete knows that that's, you're starting to build a daily habit. Sports are amazing because they correlate with life so much, because in life you're going to have adversity and success. So I was building my daily habits as young as 8 years of age. I think it's really important if you're that person that has kids. As a parent, they need to build daily habits. I know my kids did. My daily habit when I was growing up, for example, a lot of ways to build daily habit. my daily habit was I came from a dairy farm. At a very young age, I had to do chores. I didn't know that back then, but I was developing a daily habit, a routine based on accountability. Yeah, when you come home from school, you have to do these chores before you get up and go to school. I hated it back then, but you know what? How important was that to draw back onto? Because all those things matter. If you don't think that, then you're missing the whole point. So daily habits can go way back to your kids, young kids. You don't have to have them do weight training. Just make them do chores on a consistent basis, even when they don't like it. I never liked it. And I'll tell you what, now I'm so thankful that my parents had me do that, because that led to being in sports. So it kept building on itself to the point when, you know, I was faced with, okay, now what? And then to face the fear, like I'm telling you, I just want you to know this is something that I've done personally. I know that this works. I'm not just saying that it does. And there's too many self-proclaimed experts. I'm going to talk to that person who's been there and did that, who's been knocked on their ass and who's overcome that. That's the person I want to talk to. And I'm telling you, this stuff is, it works, but I could have never, ever faced that time in my life when I had these strokes. I could have never faced that because it was a part of me, you know? Sometimes I wonder, what's that person thinking about? What did they go through and how did they do it? It doesn't seem like they're the type that was ever on the brink. But it's important for you to know that I think we all are on the brink at some point. I was on the brink. I didn't know if I was going to make it, especially when I learned that my odds, everything was against me. So I guess the lesson there is don't let your obstacles or in fact that you think that the odds are that you won't make it. Don't let that be the reason why you don't attempt and try. Do something uncomfortable every day. Every single day. Do something that scares the hell out of you. Every day. Not to the point where it's so dangerous that you're putting your life at risk. Just get in an uncomfortable zone. Learn how to be comfortable in an uncomfortable environment. I'll give you another example. I had this, my gait, when I had these strokes, my gait was off. I mean, you can tell for those of people that have ever had a stroke, let me tell you something. You can spot somebody a mile away that's had trauma like that. They had trauma because it affects the way you move. And to be a bodybuilder, especially in a sport that is so vain and narcissistic, the fact that somebody could tell that I was limping or dragging, swinging my leg, horrifying. And again, I'm only saying that because, you know, other people have fears, like they're insecure about their something about them. They're very insecure and it's horrifying to them. So why I'm saying that here is that I understand you. Horrifying. I mean, I was afraid to walk in the middle of my gym, thinking that people could tell that I was impaired. So I understand it. I understand what you might be going through. But you need tools. First of all, here's what I learned and here's what I found out that you have to really wrap your mind around. Well, how you think about yourself and how you see yourself, I can guarantee you is much different than how other people see you. You might think that you have a flaw and that's all people can see. That's not the case. You have to convince yourself of that. Never let what you think is a flaw or an impediment or an obstacle stop you. Never. But that's easier said than done. And, you know, it's about learning tips and tricks. And it's like that when you're bodybuilding. All of a sudden, you start learning tips and tricks on how to increase your productivity. You can't learn those tricks too soon, because if they're ahead of you actually developing a base for that, then at that point, all you're doing is creating a shiny object, which is going to be bitter disappointment for you, because it's just going to be something that you think that that's going to be the trick of all tricks, and it's not. It's just something that's going to help you, you know, move along and keep making progress, and that's good. But when I convinced myself that people aren't really looking at me like that, like I think I, like I'm perceiving that they are. Once I wrap my head around that and realize that the way you communicate nonverbally, because 60% of your communication is nonverbal, 40% is verbal. Think about that as it relates to bodybuilding. Think about that. You can have the greatest body in the world, but if you don't know how to communicate that through nonverbal communication when you're on stage, if you're that person, you're not going to reach your full athletic potential as far as in bodybuilding, because you don't know how to carry yourself. You don't know how to communicate in a different way. Because when I started realizing that people don't really see me like I see me, then it allowed me to walk in through that gym and relax. Don't try so hard. Try easier. There's so many things that are counterintuitive. If it wasn't for sports, if it wasn't for bodybuilding, bodybuilding created that daily habit, that daily ritual that is so powerful to this day. I feel indestructible, and yet I'm not really. But what a feeling to have. What a feeling to have and knowing in my brain, mind. The mind is the most powerful thing. The thought is the most powerful thing in the world. And I really know this. Here's what I know. And here's where I want you to get to. We're just using bodybuilding as a tool, you know? Making sure that whatever you're doing in your life, you're not wasting time and wasting energy. And it takes time to learn how to do that. So keep that in mind. It's a long process. But it's awesome feeling. And I know this, when it comes right down to it, I can count on myself. You have to be accountable to yourself. And that's why, you know, sometimes when you have partners with you're training with, or you have a mate, whatever, if you at the end of the day can't count on yourself, I think you're vulnerable. And what I know is this, and this is what I want you to do in your daily habit and your daily ritual. I want you to build a fortress for yourself, mentally and physically, and get to the point where I am at now. And I'm very, very cautiously optimistic about what I'm saying. This is not a famous last word. It's an objective. It's just my point of view. And that keeps me humble, because I know at any moment, things can happen to me. Things can happen to you. As a part of you building a fortress, you must rehearse negative things that will happen to you. That doesn't mean that you're negative. That just means that you're preparing. You're always preparing. Once you do that, you've done your homework. You've done everything that you possibly can do. Nourish your mind. Nourish your body. Make it a lifestyle. And then you feel like there's nothing that you can't overcome. You have to be in that state. And yet the unknown, you just never know. I say this, Do something good for yourself every single day. Exercise. Doesn't have to be a bodybuilder. Just exercise every single day. Do something good for you every single day. Pay attention to how you're talking to yourself every single day. Little things that people don't realize is they use weak language and they don't even, they're not even aware of that because they use it all the time. It becomes that daily ritual. See, your body becomes its function. You teach it what you want it to do, whether it be in the gym or just how you function. When you start hearing people, pay attention to how people talk. When you hear people saying things like, I'm going to try or I should, that's an alert. That's weak language. That's language that's letting that person off the hook. Instead of saying, I'm going to try, I will. I am. When they say, I should be doing that, I'm going to do that. It's just a little different way that you talk to yourself. Be careful. Because you may be that person that is self-defeating. You may, and I've said this before, and my dad told me this a long time ago, if you want to find out where the problem is, look in the mirror. Most of the time, you'll find it there. But here's the good news. That's also where the solution is. You've got work to do. You've got work to do today, tomorrow, every single day. My challenge to you is make a daily habit your ritual. Start small. Do it for 21 days because it takes 21 days for you to start building a habit in the mind first. Everything else will follow. Understand that you will have setbacks. That's part of it. Make sure that you look for challenges and the obstacles and shift perspective. Flip those obstacles and challenges into something that's going to create the solution and the result that you want, a positive one, because that happens. Life is never going to stop. Stuff is always going to be coming at you, good and bad. How do you handle that? How can you handle that unless you have built this fortress every single day? It doesn't matter if you have a headache, a hangnail, whatever. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Get up and fight every single day and love that. You'll see how that will change. You'll see in a whole different perspective. Your nonverbal communication will change. When that happens, people around you will treat you differently. It's amazing how that is. And you wouldn't think that. Look. Most people don't really see you. And that's okay. That's okay to know that. It doesn't matter. Your opinion of yourself is more important. It's gonna pay big dividends especially when you're that person that's trying to achieve something that's extraordinary. Because most people don't want to do the work to do that. And if you're that person, you're gonna be going against all odds. The popular belief. You can't do that. Why are you doing that? It's not normal. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Believe, achieve, and repeat that process every single day. Until next time, go get some serious growth. Make a daily habit into a ritual. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.